From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
They've been running on an imaginary caravan, false charges against a black candidate in Florida, yeah. You know, almost anything to try and juice up their base, because the numbers do show pretty clearly that the Republican base voters are not as excited, not as likely to come out, and are going to sort of be a key factor as to whether or not they hold the House.
Is that really true? Remember 2 years ago, those polls that said Donald Trump wouldn't be the president? Many believe those polls are still the same today, where the people under the radar are all cranked up. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You are listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council, an imaginary caravan. I would venture to say folks on the border and in our border states would disagree. The Trump administration has made it very clear that the caravan will not come across the southern border, and the left calls it a political stunt. Unbelievable. But those concerned about homeland security see it as a very real and dangerous threat. And President Trump says there could be as many as 15,000 troops headed to the southern border. And what's on deck legislatively when Congress returns? Here in just a moment, we'll talk with one of our friends, Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona. And while some say Democrats could take over the House, others say not so fast. Could the polls be wrong just as they were 2 years ago? Is there a hidden vote? John McLaughlin, GOP strategist and pollster, will be here to help us dig into the issues and answer those questions. And Christian mother of five, who has been on death row for blasphemy since 2010, has been acquitted by Pakistan's Supreme Court. Later in the program, we'll talk with David Curry with Open Doors USA, who has been tracking the case. And of course, we'll take your calls. And just a reminder to our friends in Kansas City, the FRC Actions bus is headed to Kansas City. American Conservative Union and FRC Action are co-sponsoring a rally at Hy-Vee Arena, formerly known as Kemper Arena, November 2nd, Vice President Pence is going to be on hand and a number of other speakers, 1 o'clock to 2:30. Make sure you check that out. Go to valuesbustour.com, valuesbustour.com. Well, did you know the migrant caravan of thousands moving up from Central America through Mexico towards the American border? Well, it doesn't exist. You heard that clip earlier. That's according to the pundit on CNN. But I'm pretty certain the threat of illegal immigrants is a reality for many Americans. And what's also real is the growing economy and jobs. Joining us now is Congressman Andy Biggs. He represents the 5th Congressional District of Arizona and serves on the House Judiciary Committee and a member of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman Biggs, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Great to be with you, Russ.
Yeah. I find it unbelievable that the rhetoric has gotten so extreme that folks are out saying that this is just a political stunt, this caravan is imaginary. That doesn't appear to be the case when I look at photos. What say you?
Well, I mean, do they think it's a Potemkin village? I can't believe it either. I mean, we've been watching this and tracking it for at least 10 days now. We saw a massive group of people on the bridge from Guatemala trying to cross into Mexico, storm the gates. They had a CNN embedded reporter talking about the rushing of the gates, that rocks were being thrown by these people at the police, that ultimately tear gas was thrown, and the movement forward. You know, every side of the media has covered this and acknowledges that you're probably looking at anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 people moving across Mexico illegally right now toward the northern border. Another group is amassing with about 2,000 already in it, and then a third group is actually forming up in the Central American states again to follow on that. I mean, it can't get more real than that.
You know, I kind of track what's going on and coffee shops across America, the real folks, you know, the folks that are getting up every day trying to feed their families, doing their job, being responsible citizens. And the chatter is, I think people are more in tune than the mainstream media gives them credit for. And I hear people saying, you know, this the timing of all this stuff that's going on right now just is rather interesting, given we're a week away from the midterms. And, you know, I hear folks talking about, you know, who's behind that? Do you hear some of that chatter as well? Who is driving that? And we've even heard, I think, the administration say that there are forces that are funding and pushing people in the caravan. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I will tell you, as I go out, not just in my campaign, but I've been helping in other campaigns around this state and a couple other states, that's a frequent question. Who's funding these people? And how does this thing get going? And if you look at early reports, you're going to find that the media was actually reporting this. They don't report it now, but that calls went out to form a caravan. And there were interviews done of these people who said they heard it on the news media in their home country that caravans were being formed to cross and proceed to the U.S. You have groups like NGOs like Pueblo Sin Frontera, which is basically an absolute open borders advocacy group out of the U.S. down there, embedded in this this entourage of folks coming on up. And you know, there's even been videos, and I haven't independently confirmed, but I've seen videos of people being paid, and they claim that that's coming from money. You have Nikki Haley indicating that Venezuela may be funding it, and that left-wing groups in Central America and from the U.S. are providing funding for it. I mean, that's a pretty credible source, and she's investigating mm-hmm. this as well. So it's a real topic of discussion here in Arizona as we sit on the border.
Now, Congressman Biggs, I read here this morning you recently met with a couple of angel families to discuss immigration policy and your bill to fund and build and complete the border wall. How did that conversation go?
Well, it went very well. You know, I met with Steve Runnebeck and Marianne Mendoza, who both lost sons to illegal aliens in violent deaths here in the U.S. And they understand this and they appreciate the reality of this. And I've met with other angel families as well. And, you know, they're very supportive of my bill. They're supportive of the president's agenda to beef up border security. We can't have an open borders. And let's just be honest, lawlessness breeds additional lawlessness. And I would suggest that failure to enforce our immigration laws over the previous 10 years or longer even has produced this idea that America's borders must be open. And this is the left, American left, has really stepped up on it. And the angel families understand what that means. It means that you have unvetted people coming into this country, some of them with malevolent intentions, and that you can't have a nation that doesn't defend its borders. You're no longer a state if that's the case.
And I think there's a good majority of American citizens who are thankful that we have an administration and lawmakers like yourself that are committed to defending our borders. And recently, I think it was this morning, even Vice President Pence was at an event and he talked about how important it is to protect the border, how important it is to be, you know, a nation of laws. I believe we've got that clip. Let's give it a listen. Pence had some pretty strong words. Let's listen.
The need for border security has maybe never been more obvious to the American people as it is right now. As we speak, migrant caravans are making their way north up the peninsula from Honduras through Guatemala and Mexico. The large caravan that has been seen in the media is nothing short of, as the president said, an assault on our country. You know, the truth is, these caravans, though, are being driven by leftist organizations in Central America. They are, and by human traffickers who, you need to know, have no regard for human life.
Now, Congressman, let me ask you this. I know you're out and about having town hall meetings, meeting with your constituents and whatnot. What are you hearing on the ground, and what kind of things do you see having to be dealt with when you return?
Well, when we get back to D.C., we need to take up a couple of bills on immigration immediately. One would be my Build the Wall bill, and that has got tremendous support in the district and across Arizona and, frankly, everywhere I go, even in the country and other places, have indicated support. And we also need to modify the asylum laws. Nobody should be allowed into this country pending an application for asylum. They should have to wait in their home country or some other intermediary country. So if you're coming from El Salvador, you're crossing a couple of countries before you even get to the U.S. border. You could have applied. Most of these people who claim refugee status or asylum status, they could apply at the U.S. embassy in Mexico or one of their own countries, and they should wait there for processing of that application. That would alleviate a lot of this concern. You're going to see discussion about budget and funding for the wall, but also funding overall of the federal government. Those will be the main things that'll come up once we get back to into session.
Now, Congressman Biggs, I also saw, just to make a little turn here, you introduced bipartisan bill Justice Against Corruption on K Street, which I found very interesting, entitled JACK Act. The bill's title refers to Jack Abramoff, who was convicted of tax fraud and bribery. Tell us real quick about that.
Yeah, well, you know, Jack Abramoff is now, he's done his time and everything, but he's a convicted felon, and now he gets to register as a lobbyist. And quite frankly, the swamp doesn't need anybody that's been convicted of the corruption type crimes that he was convicted of to be a registered lobbyist working in Washington, D.C. And that's what this bill's getting at. It's just let's finish some of the cleanup that needs to happen. And if you've been convicted of a crime like this, you don't get to be a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. anymore. You got to find some other line of work.
And so that was a bipartisan effort, which you don't hear about that very often. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so I'm working with Hakeem Jeffries, and I think we're going to really, as people get refocused after the midterms, you will see, I think, a truly bipartisan. It'll expand across the aisle, and we'll get lots and lots of sponsors. And this thing, this bill should sail through pretty easily, is my opinion. So. We do occasionally get together, and this is one I think we've got a lot of people across both sides of the aisle that agree with.
Congressman Biggs, thank you so much. I know you're busy out there hitting the trail, and we appreciate you coming on, as always, on Washington Watch.
Russ, thanks for having me. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona, one of the good guys on the Hill. He's really working hard. One of the good conservatives there. It's always good to have him on. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. Coming up next, undecided voters could mean the difference in the upcoming midterm elections. When we return, we'll talk with John McLaughlin, the GOP strategist and pollster. Don't go away. Make sure you check out TonyPerkins.com. You can follow Tony on Twitter at TPerkins. You can follow me at RJonesReports. You're listening to Washington Watch. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in helping our nation move toward a brighter future? Join the millions who are gathering to pray, vote, and stand for our country, and hear from some of America's most influential Christian political leaders about what we can do to help move our country in the right direction. The event is a nationwide simulcast for the sake of America. On Sunday, November 4th, tune in at 4 p.m. Mountain Time to hear from Governor Mike Huckabee, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, E.W. Jackson, Kirsten Hawkins, and others who will be broadcasting from Karis Bible College. The 90-minute broadcast will encourage Americans to pray, vote, and stand for their values in a country that is moving in the right direction. To host the event via webcast with your friends, watch it at TheEvent2018.com. Again, visit theevent2018.com for more information and to tune in to the webcast.
Should people be allowed to question their feelings? If a person expresses feelings of same-sex attraction, shouldn't they be allowed to seek professional help if they don't want these feelings? In a country such as ours, the answer should be a no-brainer. Incredibly, some liberal states have banned sexual orientation change efforts, known as SOCE, claiming that they are fraudulent, ineffective, and harmful. But are they? LGBT activists claim that sexual orientation is immutable and can't be changed by therapy or counseling. They also claim that people who attempt to change their sexual orientation end up more depressed and suicidal. As it turns out, studies have shown that sexual orientation change efforts are in fact very effective in helping people overcome unwanted same-sex attractions. For a thorough analysis of all the major studies done on the effectiveness of SOCE, visit frc.org/SOCE. Again, that's frc.org/SOCE.
Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council here, inviting you to join Luana and me, General Jerry Boykin, and Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann on FRC's D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit on March the 28th through the 31st. With the Trump Hotel as home base, your experience will include private dinners at the Museum of the Bible and on Capitol Hill, the monuments, briefings from national leaders, and pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us through America's past, present, and future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage.
Planned Parenthood is the nation's leading abortion supplier and has hailed itself as the champion of women for decades. But nothing could be further from the truth. Sadly, this organization has been caught repeatedly violating the law and violating women. From aiding and abetting sex traffickers, covering up child sexual abuse, and selling the remains of aborted baby parts, to ignoring the disastrous effects that abortion has on women's physical and mental health. For more information on how Planned Parenthood is not pro-woman, visit frc.org/Planned Parenthood.
It's Wednesday, hump day. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. Well, a new monthly national poll of 1,000 likely voters find the final week will be critical to decide who controls Congress, particularly the House of Representatives. And what branding and what messaging do conservatives need to bring home the votes? President Trump the other day on an interview with Trish Regan on Fox News, he was very, very optimistic. Let's listen.
If the enthusiasm's there, which it should be, it really should be, because they'll take away your tax cuts, they'll put rules, regulations, you'll start losing jobs. This would be a terrible thing for the country if that happened. But we'll see what happens. I think we're going to do very well.
And you know, we were trying to get a hold of John McLaughlin, but we're going to do some flash callers real quick here. Just boom, boom, boom. Do you know how you're going to vote? Are you ready to vote? Have you already voted? Give us a call. When I hear from you, because I think folks are motivated. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. I want to hear from you. Have you voted? Are you motivated to vote? Are your friends and family motivated to vote? The mainstream media would have you think otherwise. Are you an evangelical Christian, a conservative? Do you vote your values? I want to hear from you right now. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Have you voted in advance? Are you prepared to vote? I was going to have to go on a trip, and then I realized it was on Election Day. I said, I'm not going on Election Day. My vote matters. It's important. I'm not going to miss that opportunity. It's an honor to vote. Do you see it that way? You know, I think folks are ramped up. I think folks see the importance of this election in our nation. I think folks want to see it continue, want to see the economy continue to grow. Want to see more jobs come. Want to see our borders protected. Want to make sure that the Supreme Court upholds law and order, the Constitution. Real quick, I want to hear from you. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Have you already voted? Do you plan to vote? Are your friends and family ramped up to vote? Are you motivated? You know, just like the 2016 election when we polled, when there were polls for President Trump. The mainstream media would have you think that he didn't have a chance. Let's go to Margaret in Texas. Hey, Margaret. Welcome to Washington
Hi.
Watch.
Thank
have you,
you
voted?
I did vote. And while I was voting, I witnessed a lady. She happened to be an African-American lady escorting a Hispanic lady into the voting booth, telling the people that she had to help her vote. Is that legal?
That she needed to what? Say that again?
That she had to help her vote.
Who had to help her vote? The electioneer?
No, the two ladies that came in together. The one lady said that she had escorted her to the polling booth and was there to help her vote.
Hmm. Well, it depends if she... I don't think she would be allowed in the actual voting booth.
But she was going in. She was stopped once. And when I finished voting, I turned around and she was back at the table to sign in again with the lady. And so I told the man who was in charge of that polling area, I said, hey, the lady is back in line, because I had already told him about her and he had asked her to get out of line. And yeah. She was back up at the table. And so he said, I will handle it. And he walked up to her. But there is, if she's Hispanic, the voting ballot is in four languages. So why did she need help?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know the answer to that, but I'm glad you voted, and I appreciate you calling and letting us know, and glad that you're out and motivated. I think we've got John now with us. John's a John McLaughlin, GOP strategist and pollster. John, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hello, great to be with you. Sorry about the delay. You were trying to call me. I was trying to call you.
So, all right. Well, we don't have much time left, but tell us real quick what your polling is showing.
Well, we did a national survey last week that we put on our website at McLaughlinOnline.com, and the generic ballot, the Republicans were within 2 points of the Democrats, 44-46. The president had a 48% job approval, and it looks like it was pointing towards a close election that, in this kind of a climate, because of the Senate seats that are up, there's 26 Democrat seats and only 9 Republicans. We'll gain Senate seats. The question is if we can hold the House. And because most of the competitive seats out of the 30 toss-up seats are Republicans, virtually all of them. And when you look at the climate right now, certainly the Democrats, I think, have tried to turn it into a referendum on President Trump, and that may be backfiring on them. Because the president got 63 million votes across the country in 2016 during our campaign. And a midterm election is only usually about 90 million voters. So if we can get as many of our 63 million motivated to outnumber the anti-Trump voters or be equal, we could hold the House. So
Do you think folks are motivated with this caravan and Kavanaugh? Are those getting people ramped up?
It was definitely the Kavanaugh fiasco by the Democrats. The smear that they tried to launch backfired on them. And I'm convinced what that was about was not just the Supreme Court, but it was control of the Senate. It was a late-minute last hit that they thought that they could discourage Trump. If the Republicans pulled his nomination or if he failed, they would have discouraged millions of Trump voters not to come out. Now it's coming the other way. So it definitely backfired. And the president's out there. I mean, he's going to be in Florida tonight. He's got 10 more stops between now and Tuesday. But just like 2016, he's rallying the base to come out and elect
John,
as many
John,
Republicans.
John, as I got the bumper music going, and I got to go. We'll get you back on. Thank you so much, John McLaughlin, GOP strategist and pollster. Coming up next, we'll talk with David Curry with Open Doors USA. Wonderful news about a Christian woman who has been released. from a death sentence. This is wonderful news, a praise. You're listening to Washington Watch. Don't go away.
Tony Perkins here, president of the Family Research Council, inviting you to join Luana and me, General Jerry Boykin, Michelle Bachman, on FRC's first ever D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit in Washington, D.C. on March the 28th through the 31st, 2019. Washington is the epicenter of American politics and the free world. It's also a place that will inspire your faith and your patriotism. With the five-star Trump International Hotel as home base, your experience will include a tour and dinner at the Museum of the Bible, a private tour of the Capitol, dinner on Capitol Hill, renowned monuments, briefings from national leaders, and, pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us as we explore God's providence in America's past, His hand in the present, and His heart for America's future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage. Again, that's frc.org/DC Heritage for more information about the Christian Heritage Tour and Summit.
Is Planned Parenthood a champion for women? In reality, Planned Parenthood is the nation's leading killer of unborn children. Despite this, they have been hailing themselves as the voice of women for decades. But nothing could be further from the truth. Sadly, this organization has been caught repeatedly violating the law and violating women, from aiding and abetting sex traffickers, covering up child sexual abuse, and selling the remains of aborted baby parts, to ignoring the disastrous effects that abortion has on women's physical and mental health. From its racist eugenic roots to the targeting of vulnerable communities today, their scandals continue to pile up. Planned Parenthood's current motto is care, no matter what. A more fitting motto would be profit, no matter what. For more information on how Planned Parenthood is not pro-woman, visit frc.org/Planned Parenthood. Again, that's frc.org/Planned Parenthood.
You're listening to Washington Watch. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You got me all week. It's great to be with you. Make sure you check out TonyPerkins.com. Well, a 47-year-old Christian mother of five, Zia Bibi, has been acquitted by Pakistan Supreme Court. Radical Islamists in Pakistan have launched widespread protest, however, against the ruling for overturning Bibi's 2010 death penalty verdict on blasphemy charges today. And although the decision was made back in October 8th, it was held hidden from the public until its announcement today. Major persecution watchdog groups such as Open Doors USA have been campaigning for Bibi's freedom for years, and with us now is David Curry, President and CEO of Open Doors USA. David, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Russ, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, with all the political angst and incivility in the air, I was excited to report some good news. Give us some behind the scenes and bring us up to date.
Well, it is good news, and I think we have to celebrate that. It's good news on a couple of levels. First of all, when you get into the judgment that was laid down by the Pakistani Supreme Court, there's just a lot of good sense in there. The ruling essentially is a slap back to the vigilante justice that often happens in Pakistan through the blasphemy law. For people who don't know much about it, it gives any person the right to accuse someone without facts or any sort of corroboration of someone of blaspheming Muhammad, and therefore many times they don't even get a trial. They're beaten by a mob or the trial is a bit of a kangaroo court. But the ruling from the Supreme Court was solid. It was good law. It let people know that no one citizen is above the law and can take the law into their own hands. So all of that is good news. The challenge for us is that we know this blasphemy law is still in place in Pakistan, in Sudan, in Iran, in 68 other countries, and it's being used against Christians on a regular basis, particularly Christians, but it could be used against others as well, atheists or people of other faiths. Islamic extremists are still using this blasphemy law against people, and it's a little bit of a hard pill to swallow to know that this innocent mother spent 9 years on death row because of one person, in this case two people, accusing her of blasphemy law. But when you get into the judgment again, Russ, the stories never lined up. There was 20 or 30 people that were in the group, none of which validated the accusation of blasphemy. The only thing Asia Bibi did was say that she was a Christian, a follower of Jesus, and for that, she spent 9 years on death row.
Yeah. And you know, I found it interesting. I read this in one of the stories, and I'd be curious to get your take on it. The judges heavily referenced the Quran, no surprise there, right, in the ruling, and adding it ended with a quote from the Hadith, which is a collection of sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, which calls for non-Muslims to be treated kindly. I found that very interesting.
I think the judge, who's certainly the judges, their life, as with the lawyers and others, is going to be in jeopardy now from these extremists. They were wise to use the language of Islam to try to explain this, I suppose. It was flawed from the beginning, the way this was played out, but I think justice is done in this case. But again, blasphemy laws, it should not go this far. They are poorly written. They are often just issues for extremist groups to use vigilante justice, as I said. Any one person can make an accusation. Oftentimes it's to stir up a mob, and there are tragic results.
And you know, as you said, I think some Muslims in Pakistan have used the nation's blasphemy law to target Christians and other religious minorities across the country. Do you think there was any, you know, these are neighboring countries somewhat, and recently with Andrew Brunson in Turkey, do you think they watch those cases and maybe take some of what happened there into consideration in this case?
Well, I think that there is a rumbling underground in the international community about the blasphemy laws because of our secular way of viewing it through our State Department policy over the last several years. It hasn't gained the steam I think it should, but people are beginning to look at it through this administration's encouragement of the State Department and others as a really negative force in the world, because there's never any justice that comes out of it. It's only used by extremists for their own agendas. But yes, I think Turkey should be looking around. I think India, which is using their radical Hindu agenda to pressure Christians and other religious minorities, Pakistan, Sudan, there are several of these countries that need to get the message. And the message is, if you expect to do business with the United States, you need to have religious freedom for your citizens.
David Curry, thank you so much. This is great news. We're out of time. Real quick, she's still in jail. Do you think she'll be? What's next? Real quick.
I think she's going to be freed and hopefully allowed to go somewhere safe, because her life is in jeopardy if she's in Pakistan.
All right. David Curry, Open Doors USA, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for your work.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. It's David Curry, President and CEO of Open Doors USA. Well, next, let's go to the phone lines, 866-372-7234.
Are you ready to vote? Which candidates are actually speaking up for you and your values? Choosing the right candidate to vote for can be difficult with all the media spin and political rhetoric. Each candidate will either be a part of the problem or part of the solution when it comes to preserving and protecting your religious freedom, family values, and the sanctity of human life. You can be a part of the solution and make your voice heard by pledging to pray, vote, and stand for your values. FRC Action will be traveling across the country on our Values Bus to meet Values voters like you this fall. We want to keep you up to date on the latest inside news from the campaign trail and help to inform you about each candidate's positions on our country's most vital issues. Go to valuesbusttour.com for our tour dates, voter guides, and so much more. Be a part of the movement. Pledge to pray, vote, and stand for your values. Again, go to valuesbusttour.com and be a part of the movement.
Tony Perkins here, president of the Family Research Council, inviting you to join Luana and me, General Jerry Boykin, Michelle Bachman, on FRC's first ever D.C. Christian Heritage Tour and Summit in Washington, D.C. on March the 28th through the 31st, 2019. Washington is the epicenter of American politics and the free world. It's also a place that will inspire your faith and your patriotism. With the five-star Trump International Hotel as home base, your experience will include a tour and dinner at the Museum of the Bible, a private tour of the Capitol, dinner on Capitol Hill, renowned monuments, briefings from national leaders, and, pending approval, a White House briefing. Journey with us as we explore God's providence in America's past, His hand in the present, and His heart for America's future. For more information, visit frc.org/DC Heritage. Again, that's frc.org/DC Heritage for more information about the Christian Heritage Tour and Summit.
On Sunday, November 4th, join millions of Americans who are pledging to pray, vote, and stand for our nation. The event is a nationwide simulcast for the sake of America. Hear from Governor Mike Huckabee, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, E.W. Jackson, and others broadcasting from Karis Bible College. The 90-minute broadcast will encourage Americans to pray, vote, and stand for their values in a country that is moving in the right direction. Go to TheEvent2018.com for more information and to tune into the webcast.
Should people be allowed to question their feelings? If a person expresses feelings of same-sex attraction, shouldn't they be allowed to seek professional help if they don't want these feelings? In a country such as ours, the answer to these questions should be a no-brainer. Incredibly, some liberal states have banned sexual orientation change efforts, claiming they are ineffective and harmful. But are they? Studies have shown that sexual orientation change efforts are very effective in helping people overcome unwanted same-sex attractions. To find out more, visit frc.org/SOCE.
Round and third, heading towards home. It's Wednesday. Russ Jones sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch, powered by the Family Research Council. Now, hey, on Sunday, November 4th, there's a nationwide simulcast at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Tony Perkins will be leading the simulcast. There's a video that goes into more detail at TheEvent2018.com, TheEvent2018.com. Tony Perkins is co-hosting the event from Colorado with guests including Mike Huckabee, Kristen Hawkins, E.W. Jackson, and others. And it's not too late to register. It's not too late. This is a great opportunity to invite your friends into your home or church. Maybe you have a small study or something around that. Have a little food as we explore how to keep the country moving in the right direction. And also, just a reminder, in Kansas City, I know we have a lot of listeners in Kansas and Missouri over there, November 2nd, 1 o'clock to 2:30, the American Conservative Union and FRC Action are co-sponsoring an event featuring Vice President Pence at the Hy-Vee Arena, formerly known as Kemper Arena. Make sure you catch up. There's a pre-rally with the Values Bus there. Come, go early there, okay? Go early. You can register at conservative.org. And the bus will also be in Lenexa, Kansas. That's just on the other side there near Kansas City, Lenexa Baptist Church, Sunday morning. And also on Monday, November 5th, Frontier Justice at 5 o'clock in Lee Summit, right off of 470, premier gun range in the region there. Make sure you go there. All the folks there in Kansas City, you got several days there to catch up with the Values Bus and hear what's going on. So I want to hear from you right now. Give us a call, 866-372-7234. Have you voted? How are you feeling about it? Are you getting any directives about voting your values from your church? I'm always curious to hear about that. Or does your church prefer not to talk about political nature? Now, I'm not talking about telling you how to vote or who to vote for, but to vote your values. Let's go to Tracy in Tennessee. Hey, Tracy, welcome to Washington Watch.
Hi, Russ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I just called to let you know I did vote, and I did early voting, actually, this year.
Yeah. And so did you put that in the mail, go by the courthouse? How'd you do that?
just local. Just there was just in a local office, and I was able to do that. I think after, you know, the Kavanaugh hearings particularly, it was just really eye-opening. And to say it was disappointing is an understatement. It showed me a lot of things that really kind of scared me, quite frankly, of some things that were going on. So that's made a huge impact, I think, on a lot of people this year particularly.
Now, Teresa, let me ask you this. In your neck of the woods there in Tennessee, do you think people are conservatives and Christians are motivated? Are they going to are they equally motivated like you to get out and vote?
From all the Christian brothers and sisters that I speak with, they certainly are. I think we've all been kind of glued to news and really tried to stay up on. I think it's almost become all-consuming in a way since the last presidential election. And I think that everybody has just been really consumed with it almost and been very concerned about the direction. You know, in a way, I think that as Americans, we probably, I know I have myself been maybe guilty of being too passive at times in my life when maybe I should have been a little bit more proactive about things. And I think this has been a huge wake-up call for a lot of us. And I think we were just treading on some dangerous territory, and things have really changed now.
Yeah. Well, good for you, Tracy. I appreciate you sharing that, and I think it encourages other people too. So I appreciate you listening to the show and giving us a call today.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. What are you hearing from your friends and your family and your Bible studies and your church circles? You know, I know with the folks that I hang out with, very engaged with what's going on, very knowledgeable, very informed, and also concerned at the same time about the direction of the nation and concerned that the momentum might slow down. And so I'm seeing folks that are very motivated to get out. They're very motivated to cast their vote and anxious to cast their vote. I think we're ready to move on and see what remains in the rest of the Trump administration as far as policy. And we continue to feature people here on Washington Watch over and over and over again that are working hard for the nation, are working hard to develop policy and legislation that reflect biblical values and the issues that are important to you. I would love to hear from you. Don't leave me hanging today. Give me a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. What are you seeing in the ground in your community? Is there high energy, low energy? Are people equally concerned and going to bring home the goods in your area, so to speak, as far as the election? You know, the midterms, not very far away, just around the corner. And it seems like this is all we've been talking about for weeks on end. And I would imagine you're ready to roll on as well. Let's go to Tim in Nashville. Hey, Tim, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you. I was just calling in to say that I voted already, definitely voted red, and one of the things that a lot of people have been talking about is how much they're trying to get all their friends out, make sure that they're voting. Seems like the news media, the more they have been going negative against the president, trying to blame him for anything and everything, is just firing them up that much more. And I think they're defeating themselves and don't realize it, or just too blind to see that they're working against themselves.
Are you seeing folks around you that are still kind of undecided? Do you see very much of that?
I don't see a whole lot of indecision. Most of the people I've talked with are very determined in how they're voting. There seems to be a lot of positive thought that the red vote is going to push through for governor and for a representative too, and it's looking real good from what I can see.
And I'm curious, do you hear much from your church on issues, not who to vote for now, but do your friends hear much? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Our pastor definitely said to get out and vote your conscience. Don't push either political party or anything like that. He said, as Christians, we have a duty to vote Christian values. And that's definitely what I'm hearing people doing right now is voting Christian values, and really excited about it.
All right, Tim, thank you so much. That's encouraging, very encouraging to hear. That's Tim in Nashville. Give us a call, 866-372-7234, 866-372-7234. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch on this Wednesday. And we're talking about the elections, of course. And have you voted? Are you looking forward to voting? Are you motivated? Are the people around you? And, you know, a lot of times folks will say, you know, I really don't want to hear politics talked about in the church. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of folks that don't want to hear politics either per se, but to hear, get directives from leadership on what it means to vote biblical values, what it means to look at the issues and look at the candidates, and are they reflective of those biblical values? And it's been very interesting to see Donald Trump. He has surrounded himself with very strong Christian leaders. There are people that know the Lord and love the Lord and have been working in ministry for decades that have his ear. So you should be encouraged by that. Let's go to Jeff in Mississippi. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. What's on your mind?
So, well, my point is that we're just doing damage control, and that has a value, and it has to be done at the moment, but damage control only gets you so far, and you keep having more damage, and all you're doing is patching. You're not fixing the issue.
Yeah, what kind of damage control do you think we're doing?
Well, we're trying to stop things at the top, but when the foundation of our country is cracked, you can fix the roof, and it's necessary. But if you don't fix the foundation, you're done.
Yeah. Well,
we don't
and
have
that takes
a solid family. We don't have solid education. We threw the Bible out to school, and nobody understands logic anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that takes time. And I think I think many people believed we dodged a bullet by getting Donald Trump elected, and it takes time. And that's why these midterms are so important, that we continue the momentum, that we continue to have people in office. Would you agree that can do exactly what you're talking about? Without putting
well,
too
yes,
much...
But out of 300 million people, many people don't have that sort of actual conviction. They may be disgusted by what happened in Congress in the Senate a few weeks ago. They even may notice something about the caravan, and they may get the right picture. You know, they may lock their doors at night and put one and one together and realize that they don't want everybody coming into their house either. But how long does that last? Does that last a week? Does it last two more years? Does it last four more years? If we happen to get Donald Trump reelected and conservatives all the way through, what do we have next? You know, and to be honest with you, a lot of Republicans are conservative because they have to be at the moment. A lot of them really don't care about conservative issues. They're pro-business, and to be honest with you, some of them, they're not at all by nature conservative on Christian ideals.
Yeah. Very good point, Jeff, and thank you.
That will change also.
I appreciate your insights there. It's Jeff in Mississippi. We got Gail on the line. She's in Tennessee. Hi, Gail. Welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you. I love the program. Listen every afternoon. Really appreciate all the work you guys do there.
Thank you.
I voted early. I voted for life, as I always do. I listen to AFR all day long, so I get all of truthful news, not fake news, but truthful news about things that are going on within my America. And I also vote with our military in mind, because they are counting on us to do the right thing when we go and cast our vote. And I just vote for life and leave the rest to the good Lord.
And what are you seeing around you? Are you seeing folks motivated, ready to go, ready to vote?
Yes, they are ready to go and they're ready to vote. And I contacted our local office here in Dyersburg, and I talked with the people down there during the last 3 days prior to early voting to begin. They had 200 new registrars, new people to register to vote. And that is an encouraging sign to me that people, not just me, but people are making a difference to go the right way, to go the godly way, and live up to our responsibilities, because I know I will give an answer for the vote that I make.
Yeah, that's for sure. Gail, thank you so much.
Yep.
Very good insights. Appreciate it. I'm Russ Jones, sitting in for Tony Perkins. You're listening to Washington Watch. We've had, what have we had, 5 callers today. Every one of them has already voted. I find that very interesting. Got time for one or two more calls. 866-372-7234. 866-372-7234. Have you voted? Are you motivated? Are you getting good leadership, good insights about voting your biblical values? Do you feel like you're surrounded by people that encourage you to do that? I'm really curious to know that, because that's really what it's all about. It's about standing strong. We hear that from Tony all the time, to stand strong, to stand our ground, and to be consistent in all that we do. Let's go to Marie in Oklahoma. Hi, Marie.
Hi, I'm giving all the praise and thanks to God for setting Asiah Bibi free. It was a complete miracle. He turned the hearts of the judges. He gave them courage. He answered the prayers of so many faithful Christians praying for her. The verse I claimed was, "She shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord."
And now we just need to see her through and out of jail and a place where she can safely live out the remaining years of her life, right?
Yes. I pray that now in Jesus' name, that you would protect Asiah Bibi and her family, that you would surround them with angels and give them safe passage to a safe place in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
What a great way to end the show, Marie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And such great, great news to end our show on and to celebrate that here today. And my friends, we are out of time just like that. From Isaiah 41, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with all my righteous right hand." And friends, if the waters don't rise and the Lord tarries, indeed, I will see you tomorrow. You've been listening to Washington Watch. Be well.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.